USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ford Motor Company made a major announcement Tuesday morning on Fox News. CEO Jim Farley says 11,000 jobs for electric vehicle manufacturing are coming to Tennessee and Kentucky.
Well, we have a big announcement. It's a new Ford. It's show, not tell time. We're going to hire 11,000 people. We're going to build the biggest plant we've ever built in the history of the company, 6 square miles, to build all electric trucks in Tennessee. We have a battery plant on site. It'll be a carbon neutral manufacturing site. We have 2 more battery plants in Kentucky. All total, about 1 million vehicles worth of batteries will build in the 2 locations.
Answering for their blundered Afghanistan withdrawal, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and Head of the U.S. Central Command, Kenneth McKenzie, are set to testify before the Senate Armed Services tomorrow. USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the Golden State? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California. It's over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator. Or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
The search for Brian Laundrie continues. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the track. At.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Biden administration's open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants, it's easy to do when you ship the government-dependent masses all around the country. What if governors in America took the illegal immigrants measuring in the millions and dropped them off in Maryland neighborhoods where Washington, D.C. lawmakers live? Former Governor of Texas Rick Perry tells Fox News that message would change America's open border policy that is diluting the fabric of America.
This is a devastating wave that's hitting our southern border. This administration is lying about it. And I think it's really important that you and your network, others, tell the truth and hold Joe Biden accountable. Hold Mayorkas accountable. I mean, they're literally looking in the face of the American people and lying to them about what's going on that southern border. Maybe what we ought to do is just hire every bus that we can hire in the state of Texas, hire every charter aircraft, bring the National Guard C-130s to the border and load these individuals up and take them to Maryland. And leave them there.
3, 2, 1, ignition.
Landsat 9 launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in Santa Barbara County, California on Monday, the 2000th launch from the base over the years. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.